Hello?
Hi. My name is Julie, and...
How'd you get this number?
Patrick Hurt wasn't often surprised, but to hear a soft, feminine voice on the other end of his work phone was out of the norm, and he didn't like abnormal. Tex gave it to me. My name is Julie Little.
Tex? Why the hell would Tex give you my number?
If you'd let me talk, I'll tell you.
Patrick barely held back the snort of laughter that threatened to escape. It had been a long time since he'd been spoken to with such... snark. As the commander of an elite SEAL team, he'd gotten used to being treated with respect.
By all means, then. Tell me.
He heard the woman take a deep breath before she continued. As I was saying, my name is Julie Little. I got your number from Tex. I wanted to thank the Navy SEALs who rescued me from a hellacious situation, and Tex told me you were their commander. I know you probably can't give me their names, but I'd like to meet them and thank them in person for saving my life.
No.
I'd appreciate... No?
That's right, no. The missions the SEALs undertake are top secret. It would be against protocol for them to be jaunting to meet and greets so they could be thanked. It's their job, ma'am. That's all.
First of all, I get what they do is top secret, but since I was there, it's not secret to me. And secondly, I don't care if it is their job. This was the first time I had to be saved, and it wasn't just a job to me. Thirdly, I'll flat out say it. I was a bitch, and I need to make it right.
Patrick sat back in his chair in his office and ran a hand through his dark hair. He didn't need this shit today.
Look, Julie, was it? I'm glad they saved you. I am, really. But don't you think the fact you were a bitch would mean they don't want to see you or get your thanks?
Yes, she immediately returned, and Patrick's respect for the mysterious woman rose a notch. She continued, I know they don't want it, but they deserve it. I swear I won't be obnoxious. I won't fawn all over them. I won't go to the press. We can meet in a back alley somewhere if that makes you more comfortable. I just...
Her voice trailed off. Patrick didn't say anything, letting the silence stretch, and as he expected, she started talking again to fill the awkward break in conversation.
I was about to be sold to a bunch of really scary guys. They'd already taught me what to expect when I was sold, and let me tell you, the thought of being a receptacle for who the hell knows how many men's lust wasn't a good one. Your team saved me from a fate worse than death, and I just want to look them in the eye and say thank you for giving me my life back.
Patrick clenched his teeth and mentally swore. Julie Little. The name clicked with the mission she was talking about. He'd heard a lot about the infamous Julie, and she was right. She had been a bitch. He knew Cookie and the others wouldn't really want to hear her thanks. They were glad to deliver her into her father's arms and see the last of her. Not to mention, Patrick didn't think Fiona needed the reminder of what had happened. The last thing he wanted was to put her in a position where she'd have another flashback. But there was sincerity in Julie's voice that he hadn't heard from many other victims and people they'd rescued. Patrick was a pretty good judge of character. He had to be after being a SEAL himself and now commanding the team from behind the scenes.
Julie? Yeah, I remember you, and I have to be honest. I don't think the guys would want to see you again.
Oh. Okay.
Julie's voice was soft, and Patrick could tell she was on the verge of tears.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me anyway. If it's not too much to ask, could you at least tell them I called and thank them for me? It's not the same, but it's better than nothing.
Patrick made a split-second decision that he hoped he wouldn't regret.
Thursday afternoon, 4 o'clock. I'll meet you and we can talk about it. If I think you're honestly sincere and you're doing this for the right reasons, I'll consider letting you meet the men.
I'll be there. Where are we meeting?
Pacific Beach up by La Jolla.
Okay, how will I...
I'll find you,
Patrick told her, knowing what she was going to ask. He could find out what she looked like easily enough. It wasn't as if her kidnapping was a secret. It had been all over the media after she'd returned home.